Arthur Copit's latest play, directed by Harold Prince, with actors Linda Hunt, John Shea, and Bernard Hughes. Copit's new play has a long title, The End of the World, with Symposium to Follow.
It's very important that the audience realize that With Symposium to Follow doesn't mean that there is an actual symposium, but that is part of the entire title.
Well, as a matter of fact, they're getting calls, aren't they, at the Kennedy Center?
Sure.
The entire title is The End of the World with Symposium to Follow. People are calling up the Kennedy Center.
Yes, do we have to stay for the symposium?
Well, do they?
No, there is no symposium. When you see the play, the derivation of that part of the title becomes clear.
Arthur Copit was teaching at City College in New York one day when he learned that Leonard Davis, a retired insurance millionaire, wanted to meet him. Davis, it turned out, had an idea which he wanted Copit to turn into a play.
Plays don't happen that way. People can take commissions and write movies. It happens all the time. You can even do it with a musical. But I think that with a play, if the idea doesn't originate from the playwright, there isn't that kind of personal commitment and connection which makes the play have an urgency.
The play Davis wanted Copit to write was about nuclear proliferation. Now, while it's not too unusual to dramatize the tragic death of one person, an Oedipus, say, or a Willie Loman, Arthur Copit says he didn't know how to stage the possible obliteration of all humanity without turning it into a polemic. Still, he was intrigued.
I became interested in the problem solving of it and began to do research and started reading a lot of technical books, because I have a background as a scientist, so I went to the physics and to the manuals to understand just how these weapons work, what happens, etc. And it was quite appalling and terrifying. I was getting nowhere with this. I didn't know how you could do it. Every sketch that I came up with, the way to deal with it, with a play, trivialized it. They could have been funny little Saturday Night Live sketches of 5 minutes each, blackout sketches. Why bother? And I read the book that probably started all of this in some way, Herman Kahn's Thinking About the Unthinkable. And I was expecting to find in Herman Kahn a villain, the Dr. Strangelove, a man I was appalled by. To my chagrin and horror, I understood completely what he was talking about. Well written, thought out, Herman Kahn's position. We don't want a nuclear war, but that doesn't mean it can't happen. If it happens, what do we do? How do we prevent it? Let's examine it strategically. Let's start thinking about what we have considered unthinkable. Well, I was really dizzy now by this and immensely, immensely depressed by what I was discovering. And the deadline was coming, and I had promised Leonard Davis something, and there was nothing here. And my wife, it was one night, and she was actually reading Blake, and lucky her, and I was reading Herman Kahn. And I said, I don't know what to do. So she turned, and she said, Universe in a Grain of Sand. I said, oh, terrific, honey, go back to reading. And she said, well, you're thinking on too high a level. You have to make us understand. I said, well, of course. How? And she said, why don't you write about what you've been going through? And then I was off and running. Then it was Sam Spade. Then it was the Maltese Falcon. And then I had the play, because I realized that the way to get to the truth was to embrace fiction, was to embrace the genre of a detective story, that I now had a solution, I had a mystery. The play changed from Leonard Davis's. It was about me. But in the play, the playwright is called Michael Trent. On his door, it says, Michael Trent, playwright, no domestic comedies. He's got a secretary, and he's off, and it's the Maltese Falcon and Sidney Greenstreet.
Tracking down this mystery.
Tracking down a mystery of something down here in Washington.
You know, something else that's happening down here in Washington that's really quite extraordinary is that at the same time, The End of the World will be playing in one house, one theater in the Kennedy Center. Your book for the musical Nine will be playing in another one of those houses, and that is a musical based on the Fellini film 8 1/2, which is a story about a director looking for an idea for a movie. Here is your play about a playwright looking for an idea for a play. Is there something in common here?
This is the truth. I didn't see the connection till I finished End of the World. The fact that it's down here at the Opera House coming in when End of the World opened is almost too extraordinary for me to even contemplate. with plays, I've had Wings and Ghosts at the Eisenhower, and during intermission, I've always been able to walk down by the Opera House and not have to hear anybody talking about my work. They're talking about Turandot.
Can't
like,
do that
now.
Now
I've got to walk all the way down that immense corridor to get to the music theater. It's very dangerous.
Arthur Copit's End of the World with Symposium to Follow opens for critics tomorrow. Today at Washington's Kennedy Center, much rewriting and talk of maybe doing a third act.
And for this evening, that's All Things Considered.